Peter Arrett, co-owner of Mighty Peace GM and Power Sports, is here. Thank you for allowing me in the office here, Peter. Human resources. A lot of people say it's behind the scenes. A lot of people say it's in front of the scenes sometimes, especially nowadays. But you guys have been successful in attracting and retaining staff. Comments on the fact that you're able to have that successful business model.
Yeah, we're doing a few things right, that's for sure. And yeah, thank you for doing this interview. It's always a pleasure to talk with you guys. Mm-hmm. We definitely got a recipe going for the last even 4 years that staff are here and they don't treat it like a job. They actually treat it like a career. And the retention is there. And we have good people working here and we have good customers coming in. So the recipe is actually working out very well.
Maintaining that success, and you just brought it up, and that's a good point you bring up, is the fact that especially during the, I guess you could call it lean years, tough years, the COVID years, whatever you want to call it, having that success model maintained here at Mighty Peace has been the big recipe as to why Mighty Peace has been so successful. How do you maintain that success, or how did you maintain that success, especially during the COVID years?
Well, I think the one thing for sure, after many meetings with the leadership team, our main goal during COVID was not to do any layoffs. We kept everybody on. We put out different specials. We washed vehicles just to create the revenue for the store to be able to keep everybody employed. And you know, all the staff really appreciated the fact that we didn't do any layoffs. And that was huge. That kind of leaped us ahead quite a bit. And again, the staff they're here and they're staying and we appreciate it.
And I guess transitioning into now, when the economy is still a little bit on the tough side right now, the maintaining of that success model is paramount, is it not?
Yeah, the big thing is, I mean, because we do, and again, I'm going to repeat it because it is worth repeating, but I mean, we have every department has good leadership, every department has good staff, and those are the ones that are making the difference. They take care of everybody coming in the door, and at the end of the day, that's what makes us successful. Is that everybody is committed and they're bought in, and they just want to create that customer experience for everybody.
Putting your management and your co-owner's hat on here, I ask. It may be a tough question, but it may be a little bit easier than one might think. How easy is it for a management team to make that snap decision, as opposed to listening not only to their staff but the customers as well?
Well, number one thing comes to my mind is communication. We have our regular leadership meetings. We take feedback from the staff and we bring it to the meeting and we make decisions. We take feedback from the customers and we make the decisions on that. So at the end of the day, our number one priority is to take care of everybody, for the people coming into the dealership, our customers, and for the people that are actually working here. So it is a win-win. But communication is the number one thing, especially with our leadership meetings that we have on a regular basis. And that certainly seems to always bring us a few steps forward.
Am I correct in assuming that, you know, Mighty Peace is built on customer experience, but is it the same way for treating the staff like a customer?
The staff, I mean, we have this family-oriented baseline here that we always have each other's backs. And we take care of one another. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of laughing. And we get a lot of work done. And we have a nice, we have actually a really good work-life balance. And we always promote that. So, you know, right down to the staff, if they need some time with family, we're there to promote it. But they're always here to work. And it just seems to be working out really, really well.
Not divulging any body or any specifics about this, but the successful business model that Mighty Peace has had, have you discussed it with other businesses? Have you been networking with others to say, hey, how do you do it?
It comes up in conversation for sure. We don't go out about, you know, like you say, bragging or anything like that. I mean, we're just very, very happy with where we're at And, and I think a lot of people see it, that's for sure. So God knows we have the loyalty from the customers and we have the loyalty from the staff. And again, it's just, it's the relationships. That's our foundation. It is the, it's the relationships that we have with everybody outside the building and inside the two buildings.
That success, having great people, having a great team, having a great customer base, having that loyalty, very simple. Is it one of the biggest keys for business?
It is. And I mean, the loyalty is there for sure from the customers, but I mean, especially from the staff as well. We just getting out of this minus 30 degree cold snap here. And I need to say thank you to everybody because we managed to get through it. And it was a lot of hard work put into it. And again, we are doing everything we can to make sure that we take care of the staff.
Peter Harrod, the co-owner of Mighty Peace GM and Power Sports. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone out there that keeps coming back to us. So we appreciate the business.